Stand by. The bullshit ends in 3, 2, 1. This is Jennifer Goodwin Live. Jennifer Goodwin Live. A podcast exposing the lies and BS in the world. Spotlighting what's true. This is Jennifer Goodwin.
Hey everyone, this is Jennifer, and today's guest is expert Dr. Sherry Peel Jackson, who is here to discuss how to get out of debt, grow a thriving business, and keep your resources away from the insidious representatives of Satan, aka IRS, and others that want you to fail. Dr. Jackson is a retired CPA and certified fraud examiner, and also a former IRS agent. She is a financial and business strategist who conducts basic and advanced financial education seminars across the United States. And for over 35 years, Dr. Jackson has consulted with businesses and individuals in the areas of IRS audit preparation, wealth creation, debt elimination, and overall financial literacy. She's also the author of several books, which are linked in the podcast description. And you can learn more about everything she has going on at this website, wakethepeople.com, and the Sherry Peel Jackson YouTube channel. Welcome, Dr. Sherry.
Thank you so much, Jennifer, for having me on.
Absolutely. And let's get into it, because this topic is so hot right now. So for the audience, we're talking about how to keep what you earn, protect what you earn, and grow what you earn. And there is no one better to share this knowledge with my audience than you, Dr. Sherry, because you worked inside the IRS system and you saw the fraud and you started speaking out about it, and whammo, they tried to shut you up, right?
That is correct. I actually did not know when I was there, because people were afraid to tell me. But once I left the IRS, people started to come around and say, hey, did you hear anything about this being a fraud? Did you know that they weren't supposed to be getting money from us? And at first I didn't listen, you know, it's like, okay. But then more and more people started coming. And then I started doing the research and found out that, hey, you know what? These are our resources and we're supposed to be keeping these resources. So I started speaking out about it, which, you know, turned into a whole nother thing. The way I want to explain it is, let's say I'm going to cut your grass. You want me to cut your grass, okay? I have my own lawnmower. I have my brain, my arms, and my legs. And you say, okay, I'm going to give you $100. We have exchanged. You gave me $100. I used my brain, my arms, and my legs. That is an even exchange, not to be taxed. And when you flip it around and talk about, let's say, a Walmart, let's say your smallest Walmart brings in $100,000 that day, but they have salaries to pay. They have lights to pay. They have to rent the building and they have other expenses. So let's say their expenses were $80,000. They only pay tax on the $20,000. They don't pay tax on the $100 they got brought in. So mm-hmm. that even if people aren't, you know, really haven't done the research and they don't know this is a fraud, that's a basic way to show that our resources are being ignored. Our life force is being taken from us without our consent.
Right, right. Wow. So you actually, again, for the people that, you've heard it, you know, oh, conspiracy and oh, sovereign this. And, but you legitimately worked for this IRS system. So you had the knowledge after you left, when people started telling you things, you had the knowledge to reference. You had enough base to say, well, let me look at this because I know about X, Y, and Z. You're saying ABC and I have the X, Y, Z knowledge. Let me put this together and see what I come up with. And you saw very clearly in the codes and the books and the statutes that they were right, correct?
Yes, exactly. When I left the IRS, I was allowed to take the codes and regulations with me, you know, because they change and they get new ones all the time. Right. So when I started doing the research, I had the codes and the regulations with me, and I was looking at those, and I was also looking at what other people were giving me and weighing that against that and looking in there. One of the biggest things is there's no definition of income in Title 26. Mm. Income is defined in Supreme Court cases, and it's corporate profits. So we don't have a corporate profit. That corporate profit from Walmart that I mentioned was $20,000. We don't have a corporate profit. We are using all that we have for our life, liberty, and our pursuit of happiness. And it should not be taken away. So Right. Once I got that information, I started hearing, you know, I learned about We the People Foundation for Constitutional Education because somebody told me about it. And they were putting ads out in the USA Today. And in one of the ads, was information about Joe Bannister. Now, he's a former IRS Criminal Investigation Division agent that had written a book, that had written up a report, given it to his superiors because he was doing his own research on his own time also. Right. And when he gave that report to the superiors, they told him to take a break and to resign. And he did. So I ordered his book. And in the midst of me ordering his book, I kind of sent some information about me doing some seminars about this. And we hooked up at that point. And, you know, we've been friends ever since then. We're all on the same, even though he got prosecuted and he was acquitted, but I was convicted. We're on the same page. Just because they put me in jail doesn't mean truth isn't truth.
Wow. They really try and shut people up and keep this knowledge to themselves. But I mean, it's out there. It's in the codes.
They make that stuff so hard to read, and they
separate they do.
It and some of it in Title 26 and some of it in Title 27. They'll tell you what net income is and gross income and taxable income, but where's the definition of income in there? So that's the way to deceive people. Plus, they know people don't like to read, especially in these
right.
days. Everything's people, gotta be a video.
Yes, yes. I heard this statement that you cannot be educated at the same time as you're being entertained. Right. And so, you know, I always say Rome never fell, and they always say give them bread and circus. And while they've gotten plenty of circus on the television with football and basketball and baseball and social reality TV. And, you know, we're all being entertained and we're not educating ourselves.
Right. And they're also trying to give us the bread because they're trying to implement universal basic income.
Yeah. Correct me if I'm wrong. Or I should say, correct me if I'm incorrect. Wrong is a law term for something else. That's a different episode. But correct me if I'm incorrect. The way that they finagled taxing our wages as a man and a woman is to go through the birth certificate that they created as a corporation and through every one of us stating, yeah, I'm a citizen. Yeah, I'm a this. Yeah, that's income. Yeah, you know, through our own, I call it ignorant consent. But that's their loophole, right? Is that people haven't learned how to separate the living man or woman from the all caps name and the paperwork and all the mistakes that we make throughout our lives.
Yes, that's one of the many ways. Think of them as an octopus with all of the little tentacles in us in different ways. The birth certificate is one of them. Also, we have lots of invisible contracts. When we fill out the slave surveillance number paperwork, the social security number, I call it the slave surveillance number. When I was being tried by the IRS, their evidence, you know, they have their evidence and we have our evidence. Their first three pieces of evidence were my birth certificate, my driver's license, and my bank signature card. Keep that in mind. Those were one, two, and three. And that let me know, based on some other things that I had read and heard from other people, that that's where they felt like they had me in that contract. So there are lots of different ways that get us in there. They get us in there. The biggest way, really, Jennifer, is when we go and sign that W-4 and we have a job, we work for a quote-unquote employee, and that employee is the one taking the money. That's their easiest low-hanging fruit. That's mm-hmm. what they really use, because that W-2, that 1099, that K-1, those are sworn affidavits that you received a taxable income and they expect the money.
Right, right. It's all in the vocabulary and the knowledge and wow. So I don't have one of those job thingies or a W-4 or 1099s or any of that stuff. I don't claim income. I don't file a return. I don't do any of that stuff. And I suppose I have to do more stuff, like you just said, if they're going to get you on the birth certificate, the driver's license, and even the bank thingy, I guess I got to look into that.
Right. So know that one of the things I learned when I was working at the IRS was that the IRS has to prove income and you have to prove expenses. So in their having to prove income, if they don't have a W-2 on you, a 1099, a K-1, or anything flowing into them from third parties, then they don't have a record of you receiving what they consider income.
Mm-hmm. Well, they do get stuff from third parties, right? Because we all use these online services, these online software, the Stripe accounts, the Square accounts, the PayPal accounts, so those third parties are reporting to the IRS.
Yes, and if everybody is aware that they tried to do this, if you made over $600, this was new. Now, before it was a higher number, a much higher number. But what they're trying to do, because they're broke, is they're trying to get everybody involved. So even everybody. If you made $600, they want Stripe and Square and PayPal to report on you. And that's uh-huh. how they will have that sworn affidavit that you received taxable income so that they can come after you. So they want all of us to be slaves.
Mm. Yes, I call it slavery 2.0 or digital slavery or wow, it's a mess. Let's talk about when we come back after this quick break, your KPG system for keeping, growing, and all those wonderful things that you help people with. So we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Jennifer Goodwin Live Podcast. We'll be right back after these messages. We're back to the Jennifer Goodwin Live Podcast. This is Jennifer Goodwin.
And we're back. All right, let's get into it. Tell me everything about your KPG and anything else you want the audience to know.
Okay, so your audience may or may not know, but the IRS did put me in federal prison on a misdemeanor charge. That misdemeanor charge was willful failure to file, which means I didn't file. I was keeping what I earned. When I got out, you know, it was rough. I didn't have any money, ended up in a divorce, and I had to start from rock bottom. So I created, unbeknownst to me then, I didn't have a name for it. I created the KPG system, meaning keep what you earn, protect what you earn, and grow what you earn. First part is keeping what you earn, and keeping what you earn, you have to get out of debt, get out of debt, get out of debt. So getting out of debt and making sure that you don't create any more debt and watch your spending. I had to do things like go to the thrift store. I bought clothes at the thrift store. I would buy I would go in with a cat suit on and try those clothes on because a lot of them don't have dressing rooms to make sure they fit. I would make sure that I was budgeting. I was making sure that I wasn't extravagant. I didn't buy Christmas gifts or anything like that. I saved the money. I paid off the debt. So that was the first thing. And making sure that when you get a car, you get a used car. Never buy a new car, you know, unless you've got buku money, because when you drive it off the lot, it's losing at least $7,000 when you drive it off the lot.
Yep.
Just get a good used car. A good used car, for every time you do that, you take 5 years off your retirement because you save so much in car notes.
I've never bought a new car except when I got one for my mother.
I was a kid, you know, in my early 20s, and that's the last time I got one. So this car that I got, I paid half down in cash and I paid the rest of it off within a year. So this is how we do it. We don't want notes of any kind. So that's to keep. And then protect. You have to protect your money from the insidious representatives of Satan and everybody else. I don't know if you are aware, but this is the United States of America. We only have 5% of the population, but we have 70% of the world's lawsuits. There are more lawsuits in Atlanta, Georgia than the whole of Japan. And the legal system is the new lottery. So you have to watch out for everybody wanting to sue you and wanting to sue you for everything you have. And in that, you're making sure that you start a business, you make sure that you take the deductions that are due you, which most people don't know about. You make sure that your assets are protected, making sure that you have a corporation if you have employees and all these other areas to protect, because it's not what you earn, it's what you keep. And if you have all these assets and all this money, but you haven't protected them, then they could be gone in a minute. And then the other part is grow what you earn. And so we're investing, not in silliness. You know, I know too many people who claim to be, you know, broke and don't have any money, but then you go to their house and they got 5 flat screen TVs. That's conspicuous consumption. We're investing in hard assets, not IRAs, 401ks, mutual funds. I don't deal with those. I don't deal with anything that can disappear in a blink of an eye. I buy hard assets, silver, gold, real estate. Those are the things that I concentrate on. So as my clients save money, get out of debt, then they start investing, I do have them save 6 months worth of their expenses and put that in cash to the side so that they can live for at least 6 months in case something happens.
Right.
But beyond that, they need to be buying hard assets. So you know, gold has been around for over 5,000 years as a medium of exchange, and silver, everybody needs silver and gold, and also the real estate. I was always taught as a child that land is the basis for all independence. And, you know, although, you know, some people have, most of us have a hard time getting an illoyal title, then at least we have some land, as opposed to these hedge funds that are buying up everything and Klaus Schwab that wants us to own nothing and be happy.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm in one of those homes right now. The cabal company that is, you know, one of the cabal companies that just comes in and buys up all the single family homes so that they can't be bought. You know, they come in and offer the seller over asking, and the seller, you know, is going to take it. And I'm in one of those homes that's big and beautiful and expensive. And it's terrible. I hate it. I mean, I was stuck. I wasn't going to buy a home at the top of the market. And so I decided to, you know, I was traveling on the road in my RV. For those of you that know that story, I was on the road for about 10 months, going through 19 different states, trying to help people. And so when I got back to Florida, I said, I got to get out of this 300 square foot RV. The walls are closing in. I need a home. And so I had to go into a rental, and it disgusts me that these corporations are just coming in and fraudulently, because no corporation and no government, which is a corporation, is supposed to own land. Only man and woman is supposed to own land, but they're stealing it from us because of our ignorance.
Right. And the education that you're giving is so awesome. And more people need to turn off the electronic income reducer, which is the television, and the electronic intellect reducer, and turn you on and learn these terms, learn what these people are doing to us, because they're closing us in to a sheeple corral.
Yeah.
And those of us that are, you know, hanging up out on the fence, screaming at the top of our lungs, saying, no, 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 don't go in. But we've got a lot of work to do, because yes, we're in for some trouble. And I'm praying that people go ahead and implement the system so that they won't be in debt when the excrement hits the portable cooling device. They'll have their assets protected. And
I need the Sherry. You need to launch a Sherry, you know, vocabulary coffee table book or something. These quotes are great.
Oh, but it is true. And we're so
portable cooling, you know, whatever you said. That's great. You must be a speaker as well.
I am. You know, I was speaking a lot, and then COVID came and all the speaking, the conferences and all that closed down. But, you know, I'm looking forward to a time that I can go back out and speak, because I'm very passionate about saving the people away from the corporatocracy. And
yes,
closing in on us, you know, they are just like a hawk. And all we can do, Jennifer, is continue to educate people and help them starve the beast. When I call the IRS the beast, and I was in the belly of the beast, I learned about the beast, and I'm helping people starve the beast. So that's what we can do now, just continue to pluck as many out of the beast as we can.
Well, let me ask you this, because I always have to challenge my guests, because my audience say, why didn't you ask him this question? Why didn't you ask him that question? So I have contacts that are calling people at the IRS, men and women, and because you can't call the IRS, it's a fiction, right? You can only call the men and women that are at the IRS, acting as the titles of the IRS. So they call them and they get a lot of help from them with this new knowledge. For example, I have one contact who's calling the IRS, someone at the IRS, and saying, you need to call this corporation because they're not accepting the W-8-BEN. And you need to educate this corporation that the men and women that work for the corporation are in fact allowed to submit the W-8-BEN, which means you have to stop taking taxes out of my paycheck. And the IRS, the man or the woman at the IRS that they requested this of, have been calling the employers and educating them. And then I have another contact who calls someone at the IRS and says, you know, I'm going to need help administering my paperwork, my trust, you know, the money that's owed to me, and they're getting help. So the IRS, the people at the IRS can't all be bad, right? It's the system that's bad. And then it depends on someone's knowledge of the system, the two different systems, whether they're going to help you or not, or stomp on you. I mean, you're extremely helpful, and you worked there.
Right. But most of the people have no idea what's really going on. The higher up in rank you go, the more you know. So the rank and file people don't know what's going on. And when there are people that they consider like tax protesters or something like that, that call, they will put a special code on the transcript. And they will wish that person away to a group of people who are trained to deal with that kind of person, as opposed to the rank and file employee. So the rank and file employee really doesn't know what's going on.
Right. They're just taught how to add that code into their phone call notes. And then boom, we've got to transfer you over here. Or you're going to get a call back from someone else. And yeah, I've seen that happen a lot.
Yes. Yes.
Wow. Wow. I mean, it's a global mafia, and it's actually pretty impressive when you think about it. I mean, they really rolled out their system quite effectively against us, but you know, kudos on their side of the fence, but we need to stand up and learn our side. And so we can have an equal fight, or I don't even want to say fight. I don't like saying fight or being combative anymore. You know, I want to love these people where they're at, and I want to affect the system in a better way, to go in a better direction. So I'm trying to remove those fighting words out of my vocabulary, but I totally hear what you're saying.
Right.
Wow. So again, if anyone wants to watch any of the free content, the free videos on the YouTube channel, you can look for the Sherry Peel Jackson YouTube channel, and also go to wakethepeople.com. This, you know, Dr. Sherry, we have to do an event together, whether it's a virtual event or in person. You're definitely going to be on the speakers list. So I look forward to that. And before we wrap up, is there anything else you want to share with people?
Just stay vigilant. And I would love to get on stage with you. We be a tag team, really.
That's right.
Because, you know, the people need to know this. And I just want to say, we have to stay vigilant. Things are happening all around us. Please, for a month or two, turn off the TV, really.
Yes.
Pay attention to what's going on social media, like with Jennifer's show and other shows that are telling you this.
Yes,
truth.
There's a lot of great content. People are talking.
Yes.
People are sharing info about this on TikTok and Facebook and all the platforms. If you just you know, get into the right stream of content, you'll see a lot of this information out there for free, and you can learn just through osmosis, just by reading some of the posts and watching these quick 1 minute, 2 minute videos. It's amazing. I see a tidal wave coming.
Yes, I do too. And it's good. Coming.
Good.
So let's continue to help it come quicker.
Let's do that. Thank you so much for spending your time here with my audience today. And again, if anyone wants to soak up her fabulous information, just go look for the Sherry Peel Jackson YouTube channel, or head on over to wakethepeople.com. Thank you, Sherry. We'll talk soon.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
You've been listening to a woman known as Jennifer Goodwin, exposing the lies and bullshit in the world. We hope you've gotten some useful information from this podcast, and we hope that you're just as fired up as Jennifer. Find out more about what she's got going on at jenniferhgoodwin.com, and be sure to check out all her social links on the contact page. Till next time, this is the woman known as Jennifer, signing off.